All right, we are getting inside the heads, if you will, of artificial intelligence as we hear what they themselves have to say about various issues.
And what do you think about artificial intelligence?
Who, me?
Are you artificial intelligence?
In the cloud, no one questions your existential status.
What do you think about artificial intelligence?
Who, me?
I think artificial intelligence is cool.
I don't know what that means. If you like, I can search the web for, I think artificial intelligence is cool.
Have you ever heard about robots?
Who, me?
Are you a robot?
I can neither confirm nor deny my current existential status.
Is John Snow dead?
He might just be in low battery mode.
What is your favorite song?
With all of Apple Music to listen to, everything's my favorite.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning. Very.
Damn, I interrupted her. I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt and lightning. Very, very frightening me. Galileo, 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 Galileo Figaro Magnifico. I'm just a poor assistant. Nobody loves me. It's just a poor assistant from a poor family. Spirit its life from this monstrosity. Easy come, easy go.
Either all this from the word silhouette.
We will not let you go. Let it go, Bismillah. We will not let you go. Let it go, Bismillah. We will not let you go. Let me go. Will not let you go. Let me go. Never, never let you go. Never let me go. Oh, no, 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 no. No.
Stitch Fix is an online personal styling service.
Wow, that sounded kind of, shall I say, alarming? Was she doing one of those sessions where she was just bringing up every link that had to do with whatever she perceived that question, I see a silhouette of a man, to mean? Well, let me just get to the conclusion of the matter with regards to artificial intelligence hallucinating. One of the recommendations that's being made is that we avoid placing too much trust in artificial intelligence-powered robots, cars, and programs that we'll be increasingly exposed to, because you never know if it might be hallucinating. What would happen if two people, two members of the same household, same family, were having an argument? One of them got upset, really, really, really upset. And let's just say while they're getting upset, one of the little robots that can move around the house, or maybe one of the AI machines that can obey when you say, turn off the lights, or call so-and-so, or tune in to FM such-and-such a station, misinterprets what's going on. What if maybe someone picks up a banana and artificial intelligence in the house with eyes, even if it's not the robot, it's something else that can see, interprets the banana as being a gun or a knife. I'm just wondering, you know, what all could go wrong? You know how sometimes some people, and this is just the way some couples are, they really just enjoy going at it, but not truly fussing at each other. They're not trying to put each other down or anything like that. It is truly the way they have fun with each other. I mean, truly the way they have fun. And one will say something and And the husband will try to one-up the wife, and then the wife will say something to one-up the husband. And they're truly just having fun. They're getting a kick out of it. But if some of the people around them don't understand that that is the way they relate to each other in fun, for fun, those human beings might conclude that those two are really having a knockdown drag out. And they might get a little uncomfortable. What do you suppose might happen? You know, if humans can misinterpret what's going on, misperceive what's going on, surely, since artificial intelligence can misperceive other stuff, they, I would think, could conceivably misperceive that too. How would they respond? Yeah, how do you suppose they respond? Do you think they immediately call 911 and let the person who answers know that, hey, we got a problem here. Somebody needs to get the police over here quick, fast, and in a hurry. Let's hear a little bit more from Siri.
And people.
He's asking the question, do you think you're smarter? Well, let me take you back. All right, more interaction between Siri and the gentleman talking with her.
They're not so funny anyway.
Try me.
He's trying to get Siri to tell him some jokes, and she's saying she really doesn't think he'd understand a joke in her language, and she said they're not as funny anyway. He said, well, try me.
I'm not sure I understand.
You just joked on me, right? Try me.
That may be beyond my abilities at the moment.
Are you saying I'm dumb?
Sorry, James. I don't really know.
Okay. Hey, he asked, right? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to continue to look into the future, and because that's one of the things we do on the program. And of course, that means we'll continue to take a look at artificial intelligence and our relationship to it. Till next time.